With this spring sports spotlight on 92.1 KRBLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us now is Pella High School soccer junior Will Rasmussen.
First of all, what was it like for you to miss out on this season, and kind of how have you been dealing with the loss since it was announced a few weeks ago?
Well, it's been really hard because I was really looking forward to have last season with the seniors and being able to train up kind of the sophomores and juniors coming in. And I think that's really going to impact next year as well, because we're going to have so few people on the varsity squad that have actually played a varsity before, because we're going to have a lot of sophomores, juniors, and even seniors that are called up that have not played in varsity games. And it's kind of getting me nervous because, you know, especially with me, Mason, and Jordy, we're going to have to really step up and be able to teach these young kids how to play and how to hang around with the big kids that are playing varsity on other teams.
We were talking before the interview that you were a reserve on the 2018 championship team. What have you guys been working on, especially with team building and bonding, and how has that changed and been more challenged by the fact that you didn't get to have a season this year and that you don't get to meet or practice as a team?
Yeah, it's kind of like what I was talking about before, you know, with all these seniors leaving and all these new kids coming up from JV and maybe even from the freshmen who played this year who haven't even been able to play on JV that might get called up next year, kind of really makes it harder to build that same kind of chemistry because there's just so many new kids and you have to kind of bond with them when you haven't been able to bond with as many of them before. And I think that this next season will truly be kind of a unique challenge, not just for our club, but for all clubs around the state. And so I think that next year is going to be a really interesting season of soccer. And I think that next year will kind of be very focused on who has the best teamwork and who can build those relationships the fastest and the best out of all the teams in the state. And I believe that the team who does that the best this next year will make it very far into the state playoffs.
And I've asked quite a few of your fellow classmates, especially the junior class, this. Many of you had the opportunity to play and will still likely have that opportunity again next spring. What are some maybe moments or experiences that you've had with the Pella soccer team, be it JV or varsity, that you'll be taking with you into next year as learning tools or as experience? That's all you're going to really have to rely on.
It's not exactly a fond memory, but it's honestly the most powerful moment I've had. It was standing there after the PKs, right after Knoxville had beaten us in the final to Substate. And I just kind of stood there going, this was partly my fault, because I felt like even though I had played a really good game, I felt like there were some things to improve on and some mistakes I had made, and that you can always get better no matter how good you think you are, and that the important thing is making sure that all the people around you realize that it's okay to make mistakes as long as you improve on them, and that you just need to clear your head and be able to just play your hardest and play your heart out, because you never know what you might regret if you don't. So I'm definitely going to be keeping that in mind and going through into my last year of soccer as a Pella High student, and I intend to leave with no regrets.
Well, and Will, you're a busy individual. I've gotten to know you over the years, not only because of your dad, Coach Rasmussen, with the girls track team, but obviously some of the other exploits you're about to mention here to our audience.
Yeah, I'm pretty involved kind of throughout the year. Winter is kind of my quietest time, but I'm still involved during that. In the fall, kind of my big thing is cross country. And I know this is kind of wrong to say in a soccer group call, but it probably is my favorite sport. I just love the kind of the togetherness that cross country brings that you really don't see in any other sport, even though it is largely an individual race. The amount of teamwork and kind of togetherness that the cross country atmosphere brings is unlike any other experience I've really been able to have at the high school. And I really recommend it to anyone, even if you don't like to run. There are a lot of kids who don't like to run who join it. So, I just say what the heck and go out for it. And like you said, Mr. Schneider, I am in both speech and student council. Student council, obviously going out for the student body president, as well as being the class president for the past couple years. And I'm really excited to see the kind of the action that student council is taking to kind of become like a bigger part of the student experience with the work that Grayson and Annalie did this year, and I hope to improve on if I get elected next year. And with speech, it's a great experience, and surprisingly, you don't have to be good at speaking to enjoy speech. But me being a multiple all-stater time, it is a lot of fun, and you get to hang out with a lot of cool people, and I'd really recommend it. And then, obviously, in the spring, soccer is my main focus, and I enjoy playing that. It's probably my favorite sport to play, as running a cross-country race is enjoyable before you run and after you run, not while you run it. But soccer has always kind of been a favorite sport of mine throughout the years, and I can't wait to enjoy one last season.
For this spring sports spotlight about Pella High School boys soccer junior Will Rasmussen, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.